Have you ever expected one thing only to be disappointed with quite another? You've done the work and made preparations only to find something falls short or just doesn't quite live up to the hype. Maybe it was a vacation gone wrong and the all-inclusive resort you had great expectations about but ended up being more of a comedy of errors and things gone wrong. On our recent anniversary, we were on vacation and decided to have dinner at a great place we remembered from a previous visit. So we get all ready and head out, only to find it's pouring down rain. This place we went is known for not having a lot of tables. So we stood outside for a minute, but then ended up waiting in our car in the rain for 45 minutes, only to then have a very overpriced dinner that didn't measure up to the memories and experience we had previously. Sometimes things just don't work out like we think they should. Life seasons take a shift in a direction of struggle or obstacle, leaving you discouraged and scratching your head because life is not exactly lining up with your mapped out life plan that you spent money talking through with your life coach. Life happens, and when it does, you cling to the truth in Romans 8 that all things work together for good, and you keep running the race set before you. But aren't there moments you stop, and just like the GPS of life gone wrong that takes you to the middle of nowhere, you think, this can't be right? The Israelites must have felt that way as they were in Babylonian captivity. False prophets offered empty promises, and the Israelites found themselves exiled as a result of sin, thinking, how did we get here? And is this how it ends? It was in this season of exile, God spoke through the prophet Jeremiah, the promise many of us claim as a life verse, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. And God fulfilled that promise 70 years later for the next generation. Exile was not God's final word, but it was his plan for a season. Before the very popular promise verse 11, God says this to his people, starting in verse 4, Jeremiah 29:4. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to all those I carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and settle down. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Marry and have sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage so that they too may have sons and daughters. Increase in number there. Do not decrease. Also seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. The city of exile that I have carried you to. Settle down, live life, get married, have babies, pray for your captors, seek peace and prosper, right in the middle of where you do not want to be. We can be both encouraged and challenged by this, knowing in our own seasons of thinking, this can't be right, God is there. What we see as a season of disappointment may be a season of divine appointment that has purpose for your life. Because remember verse 11, God knows the plans he has for you, and they are full of hope and purpose. That's the truth. God will grow us in unexpected places. And not only that, sometimes he sends us there. I'm Lori Klein.